Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Kaya Talk.
Kaya Talk.
How much more?
On the street.
Information does anybody need?
On the air.
So earlier on, there was breaking news that came through. You may have heard our reporter, Karinda Jekmohan, in the news earlier on. We are crossing live to her at the scene of that accident where the National Police Commissioner, Fani Musumula, has been briefing all of us about what it is that they found. Obviously, we know that we have been looking for the missing bodies of the police. There was a report that was advanced to all members of the public. Heard anything, Karinda? Maybe just give us an update as to what the commissioner had to say.
Good evening, Pamela. Well, the police commissioner did confirm that police have positively identified the bodies of the three constables. They were last seen 6 days ago at the Casimir Toll Plaza near the plaza on the N1. That's about an hour away from the site where the bodies were recovered. Now, the search essentially has been conducted by a high-level team who met with the families on Saturday, where they said that they would continue investigating. They also even offered a reward of up to 350,000 rand for concrete information. Their search ultimately led them to tracking the vehicle via surveillance cameras. That's the VW Polo vehicle the constables were last seen in. Via surveillance cameras, they were found, or the vehicle was seen here on the N1 in the Centurion area. Ultimately, police found a damaged barricade, and upon searching in the riverbanks below, they found two bodies late last night. The search was called off because it was too dark to continue further into the river. Early this morning, another body was found, and then the public alerted authorities here to a fourth body nearby. And ultimately, at about midday, a fifth body was found about 10 kilometers from where I am now on the N1 North Highway at the M19 interchange. Camilla, ultimately, the three of the five bodies are those of the three missing constables. A fourth body was identified as a male administrator from the Littleton Police Station who went missing over the weekend. And a fifth body is yet to be identified. Police say that the last two bodies are not linked to the case of the constables, but they are continuing to investigate. And the VW Polo the constables were traveling in is still missing.
Karinda, I'm just, you know, obviously trying to piece it together, and as obviously we don't have all the details yet, but the fourth body that is of the policeman from the Littleton police station, is this particular person linked to the vehicle that the three were in, or was this somebody, you know, who was in another vehicle? Can we link this together with the three other policemen?
At this stage, the police have not linked the fourth body, the administrator from the Littleton Police Station, to the current case involving the constables. They say, or they believe, that is a separate incident. They say that the family of the administrator reported that he was missing at the weekend, and ultimately his body was found earlier today. However, police say they have no link yet. They also say they're still investigating this case, as it's still unclear what happened to the police officers on Thursday when they went missing. Remember, their phones as well as the vehicle tracker were both switched off when they were last seen on Thursday, about an hour away from here. And so police are still searching for evidence with regards to what may have happened, if this might have been an intentional attack on the constables or perhaps an accident, considering the scenes here on the N1. But still, the vehicle itself has not been found, which means there are more mysteries to uncover in this very tragic case.
What do we know about the vehicles? Because we are hearing that there are parts of the body, of the vehicle that were found alongside the road. Just maybe give us a bit more detail on that.
Indeed. So about midday when the police were here and the Kaya News team was on scene as well, police alerted to the fact that there were remnants of a vehicle believed to be a VW vehicle, Polo vehicle, found at the site where there is a damaged barricade. However, they couldn't actually find the vehicle itself. Another vehicle was found with the fourth body that's not been linked to this case. That body had been decomposing for 2 weeks. A body of a woman So police have another case there to investigate with regards to what happened in that case. And Pamela, it's quite shocking to the fact that it was the search for the constables that led them to the Hennops River Bank in Centurion. But if they had not conducted that search, perhaps the other two bodies might not have been found, which raises the alarm for what happened in those cases. Although they say it's not linked here, certainly there needs to be answers with regards to what happened in those specific incidents as well. At the moment right now, I'm watching the National Police Commissioner as well as the other authorities congratulating or commending the police task team that's been investigating this incident, specifically the divers who've been in the Hennops River for much of the day, but also further speaking to them about continuing their investigation, because while the bodies have been recovered, there are still so many more answers, Pamela, with regards to what happened. If it was an accident, where's the vehicle? And if it wasn't an accident, what actually happened? What could be the motive behind not just the case of the constables, but also what happened with regards to the other two bodies?
Well, really appreciate your time there, Corinda, and you know, stay safe, obviously. Thank you so much for bringing this to us as we keep following the story. I really appreciate it. Kaya reporter there, Corinda Jekmohan, out there in the Krasmir Toll Plaza on the N1, well, more closely to the Centurion side, where the National Police Commissioner was giving a briefing on the discovery and the identification of the three bodies of the police officers that have gone missing over the weekend.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.